From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. president defends his Iran agreement. Barack Obama says the Iran nuclear accord represents the world's best means of ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. Mr. Obama spoke at a news conference today.
This nuclear deal meets the national security interests of the United States and our allies. It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Mr. Obama faces wide opposition to the pact, mainly from Republicans. The Greek parliament has approved the package of reforms demanded by the country's creditors in a vote that was taken early Thursday morning in Greece. The ruling Syriza party was able to pass the bill with support from pro-European opposition parties. The bill, submitted Tuesday, specifies new taxes, pension reforms, and tighter supervision of government finances. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say gunmen stormed the town of Mainak on Monday and killed at least 30 people. The gunmen set fire to hundreds of houses, and one report said some of the dead were burned beyond recognition. Late on Tuesday, gunmen attacked the village of Warsala on the border between Borno and Yobe states. A resident of the village says 15 people were killed. A resident says thousands of people in the area are fleeing their homes. Ukrainian officials say 8 soldiers have been killed and 16 wounded in fighting between government forces and pro-Russian rebels. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll for more than a month. A truce signed by Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany requires both sides to withdraw heavy weapons from the line of fire, but violations are regularly reported on both sides. This is VOA News. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency is endorsing the group's political negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Taliban chief Mullah Omar annually releases messages in connection with the Muslim Eid festival, but his statement Wednesday offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. The reclusive Taliban leader said, "The dialogue is a religiously legitimate strategy and is part of efforts aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan." Therefore, Mullah Omar says, the Taliban's political endeavors as well as its interactions with Afghans and foreign countries are aimed at bringing an end to the so-called occupation and to establish an independent Islamic system. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
The U.S. space agency NASA is releasing photos from its New Horizons mission that show icy mountains on the surface of Pluto. Scientists also have revealed images that show remarkable new details of Pluto's moons Hydra and Charon. The images were taken by the spacecraft as it sped past the dwarf planet on Tuesday. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says increased congressional supervision of the Federal Reserve could reduce its independence and hurt the economy. Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen spoke at the contentious hearing of the House Financial Services Committee Wednesday. She said efforts to further increase transparency could, quoting now, undermine the Federal Reserve's ability to make policy in the long run best interest of American families and businesses. Mexican troops were deployed Wednesday in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Officials are trying to recapture him following his recent escape from prison. A German court Wednesday sentenced a 94-year-old former Nazi officer to 4 years in prison. Oskar Gröning had worked as a bookkeeper in the Auschwitz death camp during World War II. The court found him guilty of more than 300,000 counts of being an accessory to murder. China's economy grew at a slightly faster than expected pace in the last quarter. According to an official data released by the Chinese government on Wednesday, the second quarter growth rate of 7% is equal to that of the previous quarter. A group of human rights organizations is urging U.S. President Barack Obama to use his upcoming trip to Kenya to press the government to improve its human rights record. Human Rights Watch released a letter Wednesday on behalf of 17 rights organizations. The letter said the organizations are concerned that Kenya's president is undermining the country's constitution and its commitment to international human rights law. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.